You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey, everybody. It is time for your Browns Friday Fumble. Don't try to pick it up and run.
I won't.
My name is Dave.
I'm Dylan.
And we are back. And full disclosure, didn't do an episode last week. Did not get a lot of inquiries from you guys, the fans.
Thought we weren't telling people.
Well, I was expecting some, hey, Where are you guys?
We were expecting an episode to drop.
Yeah, what am I supposed to do? Like, nothing. Radio?
I got one email.
Silence.
I got one email from, it was from Harry and David.
Yeah, I got one.
It was a marketing email. So
I got one from Open Table. They have not realized that since we had a baby, we go out like once every 2 months.
Yep.
They think our frequency's way down from 2 years ago. It's true, it is.
A lot of Dick's Sporting Goods, by
yeah,
the way.
My email is filled with Dick's Sporting Goods. And
a lot of unsolicited Dick's in my inbox.
You know, mine too. And I saw a commercial for Dick's the other day. And the three gifts, it's Christmas season for
were they
everybody.
Were they all Color Rush Baker Mayfield jerseys?
None of them were. None of them were. They said, you can buy your dad like a kayak, or you could buy your dad
normal.
Just something that was like $800 or something like that. And then the last one, and we've got a lot of Yeti. It's like this
kayak, $8,000 camping setup, or a Yeti.
A Yeti. How about a baseball mitt? Or something. There's a lot of medium-range gifts you can get in a Dick's Sporting Goods.
Well, and, you know, honestly, the lack of fathers and sons playing catch these days.
Yeah, well,
it's a necessity.
They just don't have the equipment.
Yeah.
We've gotten off on
we're all buying Yetis.
Yeah. Anyway, no response from our loyal listeners that there was no episode. Devin Kajust sent me an email and said, well, you know, he did his thing.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say that he said anything threatening because he didn't, but he did his thing.
He was really kind.
And you know what?
Per the usual.
I'm making a decision on the air here, Dylan, that we got Devin's kindness corner for last week.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to use it this week.
Let's do it.
But the thing that, you know what? Do you want to do it right now? I'll do it first thing.
Yeah, first thing.
Just keep in mind, this was after a loss after the Texans game.
After the Texans game.
And guess
a
what?
Tough one.
I forwarded it to the team. They listened.
They all listened.
And we won. So let's catch up with Devin now for the Kajust Kindness Corner.
You're listening to the Browns Friday Fumble, and this is Devin Kajust with this week's Kajust Kindness Corner. Now, this is about dealing with a loss. The hardest about dealing with a loss isn't actually the loss itself. It's the lessons that come with it. Many of us look at the loss and like, gosh, shoulda, woulda, coulda, did that and the other, if I woulda did this. And it's really close to what would help you deal with that. The term reflection is to reflect on without harsh judgment. Taking reflection, looking at it to make adjustments is growth. So don't bash yourself, don't beat yourself up. The best part about a loss is there's much growth. With that being said, back to you, Dave and Dylan.
Guess what, Dylan? They took it to heart.
Well, clearly, because this is our fifth Victory Friday.
Fifth Victory Friday. And actually, this is coming to you on a Victory Thursday night, because it's a short week.
Short week.
Short week, Mile High Stadium. Dylan and I went out to Denver to get acclimated, but we're back now. to unacclimate.
Right.
Because we don't...
Well, that's what you have to do when you broadcast.
Yeah.
When you're in the industry like we are, when you're so embedded as journalists, you have to put yourself on the front lines.
Right. You got to get in there. It's about experience and getting in there with what the players have to deal with.
Yeah.
But let's see. Let's talk about this game against the Carolina Panthers.
Oh, yeah. That was a whole other game that we should probably deal with.
Cammy Neutron.
Cammy.
Not looking like himself. He's throwing a shot put football. But
I've had that shoulder injury, and I am not a professional athlete.
Right, and they shut you down.
Oh, yeah. My household shut me down.
Yeah, that you'd like to toss a football around. Couldn't do it.
I wasn't allowed at work.
Right. But, I mean, say what you will. Guess what? We won.
Yeah. I mean, Cammy Neutron definitely still managed to deliver some passes.
He did.
Some short field stuff. He had some pretty good accuracy. Better than we've seen.
Still tough to bring down.
Yeah.
Tough guy to bring down, especially when the refs call a thing where he kind of fumbles the ball and not fumble. But
yeah,
not going to complain. We won.
Yeah. Well, I am going to complain.
Well,
I'm going to complain about the back judges.
I always complain about them.
I'll tell you where the back judges can stick it.
I'm just saying there should always be more back judges. Like, there's never enough back
judges. There's never enough back judges. And they can all stick it in their back judge.
Right. So I'm going to say this, that I was thankful as a Browns fan that this week we had a couple of things not go our way referee-wise.
Right.
We had
adversity.
We had that fumble taken away that could have given us a chance for points at the end of the half.
Strip sack.
Yeah.
That would have been three for Myles Garrett on the
day. You had the, for some reason, blowing a play dead for an encroachment.
That was fun. That one was fun.
That literally took a point off the board.
Yeah.
And guess what? We just overcame that and won.
And then we just won.
Two fumbles. We just kind of closed it out.
Yeah, which I think the sort of the illustrative play for that feeling in that game was the Rashad Perriman reception to give us a first down in the waning moments of the fourth quarter.
Right.
We don't do stuff like that.
No, that stuff is done to us.
We look at that. When that play was warming up, I saw him roll out inside the end zone. I'm like hopefully this isn't a safety.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking, okay, 26-22, then what do we do in that situation? Like,
where's
we already started to do the safety
math. What page is that playbook?
Yeah. Okay, so if they get the free kick, you get pretty good field position off of that.
Yeah, you're going to squib it.
Yeah. But
there's just,
we just, you know.
The natural programming that we have in place, that was a very stressful situation.
Sure was.
An absolutely stressful situation.
And like I always do, I wait for the clock to hit zero, then I wait five more minutes to make sure nothing's going to get called in from New York, and then I celebrate a W. And we did.
At BW3.
At B-dubs. one other thing about this, you talked about being a journalist and a professional and a broadcaster.
Absolutely.
Joy of a game called by old broadcasting favorite Dick Stockton, one of the Fox crews that are just so good.
Savvy, really, I would say.
Savvy. And we've developed a little bit of a theory based on three quotes, and there were very, very many more that I could bring up. But first, on Jarvis Landry's handoff and touchdown run, rather than say, "What an amazing run by Landry," he said, "Oh, run by the wide receiver. You're seeing that a lot these days."
Which, is there a fact checker anywhere?
Yeah,
over there. I'm not sure that we are seeing that a lot these days. I think I've seen it once this year,
right,
by a different team.
And also, it's almost like subtly racist. Like, he doesn't feel like a wide receiver can It's not right for ball. Some reason, and it's like racism, but for positions.
Yeah.
You know, where he's like, I just don't think that's right.
Well,
like,
that just don't add up.
It just don't make sense. There's that one, and then the second one. I'm pretty sure he said that on a run, that Nick Chubb was brought down a fare-thee well down the field.
He did indeed say that. Yes, a fare-thee well.
And then later, he declared a run by Chubb to be a nifty run.
Nifty.
By Nick Chubb.
Which it was, in fact, nifty.
It was spiffy that and nifty.
That one was an accurate quote.
My question is, is Dick Stockton just Pal Allen moonlighting as a broadcaster, or are they just like colleagues from the same era?
You know, we've unraveled quite the mystery about Pal Allen's life this year, and I think this is just another layer of the onion.
Just another layer.
That's why he's always out of town, I feel
we thought he was snowbirding down there in Tampa. But
turns
no.
out he's part of a full broadcasting
He may
team.
Have been in Tampa for a Buccaneers game because they're in the NFC. Duh. Why didn't we think of this before?
Oh, my gosh.
But yeah, so there we go. Pal Allen moonlighting as Dick Stockton. All right, time for a little bit of Browns news.
Ooh.
And a special segment inside of this week's Browns news.
Yes.
Your Browns Friday Fumble, Pizza Hut in the Hut Hunt, playoff predictor brought to you by Papa John's.
Because
Nobody
of course.
Out pizzas the hunt.
Because, of course, Papa John's is a far inferior product to Pizza Hut.
I discovered this week,
yes.
Papa John's does not deliver to my house.
There is not
a close enough Papa John's. Some days you just want some diarrhea. And you're going to have to see if Arby's delivers.
Now you're just giving me cannon fodder
at
this point, Dave.
Fine. So anyway.
Here's what's going on in the Browns news cycle.
The playoff predictors and the scenarios are, at this point, to borrow a phrase from you, Dylan, are too close to call.
Too close to call.
So we're going to bypass the math. I was told there would be no math for you guys out there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All you analytics guys can. Why don't you just do the skip ahead 15 seconds?
Yeah. All you Sashi buttons. Browns out there, all you Jonah Hills out there,
yeah.
Skip it.
Ivy League.
We're going straight,
and so's.
Straight to the source for a segment we like to call Some Shit Demaryius Randall Has Said About the Playoffs.
So the first one is taken directly from his Twitter account, and he actually tweeted this one out on Wednesday morning, and I quote, "Did you see the movie Heat when they got De Niro and Pacino? When we make the playoffs, it'll be like that," end quote.
Who's going to doubt him?
I mean,
I'm
all
say
the hitters
the,
were
the
in
regular,
that flick.
The regular season...
Val Kilmer was in that play.
Regular season was De Niro, and the playoffs was Pacino.
Mm,
now you put them together.
My God.
Yeah.
Wasn't Sharon Stone in that movie?
Let's go watch Heat.
Yeah.
If it wasn't goddamn midnight. If we sneak in the playoffs, it's going to be like Garrett Morgan when he invented the traffic light in Cleveland 95 years ago. All lit up, and then selling that shit to GE for a cool $40,000, baby.
I mean, $40,000 and 95 years ago money.
Yeah, man.
Could you imagine that kind of money?
Whew. He used to call that traffic light money.
another inspiring quote, simply inspiring from Demaryius. Quote, "Like I always say, ask not what your city can do for you, but what you can do for your city."
From what I've heard lately, mostly what your city can do is have a horrible justice system.
Oh, you've been listening to?
Yeah. I haven't, but, you know, I've heard about it. Also, Mr. Dangerous Demaryius said, "Not only do we feel like a playoff team, our playoff aspirations are coming through in each of our six or seven senses. Taste, hearing, telekinesis, talking to ghosts, they're all talking playoffs."
Yeah.
All of them.
The ghosts of playoffs past.
Mm-hmm.
Ghosts of playoffs future.
Yes.
Talking Brown, all talking Browns. And then finally, to wrap it all up, Demaryius, I think this one was just, you know, pandering.
Yeah,
at this
a little
point,
bit.
But J.R. Smith needs that statue downtown.
He's not wrong.
He's not wrong.
Okay, guys, we didn't get into it too much at the top. All we did was complain that you didn't respond to it. We didn't have an episode last week.
Right.
Long story short, been having some health issues. Nothing serious. It's all kind of physical in nature. It's not my organs or anything.
However, if you do want to send like candy grams or something, we'll provide an address for that via direct message.
Yes. Just talk to us on Twitter about that, at Friday Fumble.
Mostly candy grams, though, please.
Yeah. Not, guys, the stripper grams are gross.
Yeah.
Like, the good strippers, they don't do that. Like, they're all at the places, I assume. I don't even know. Anyway, we had the opportunity offered to us by Mr. Mike Polk, Jr.
You may be familiar.
Cleveland celebrity and royalty. Coiner of the term Factory of Sadness. Famous Browns fan. Still a fan. He invited us to be on a Browns-themed comedy show. And this is not a joke. We were actually invited to do this. And here's where the joke part starts. But we had a few... We said, okay, we'll do it. We're in. The Friday Fumble, happy to participate. Then we found out some details.
Well, we had to get our people involved.
We had some details. And we had some needs. And we're not just going to be pushovers. Like, we're going to run up to your little... comedy
soiree,
show
your little
and just
soiree.
Go, oh, what can we do
on
we
want to
do
4th.
Anything oh, can you buy me a thing of fries beforehand because they have
can we
fries
go over to Mabel's
there?
Can we go over to Mabel's?
Oh yeah, let's hit Mabel's. There's nobody there because it's a
it's
little
a
bit
Cleveland.
Late on a weeknight.
Ooh.
Yeah, no, we're not. First, you want to
we're not groupies.
You want to beat the best, you got to be the best. To be the best, you got to act like the best, dress like the job you want. We had a rider.
Show up 15 minutes early.
We had a rider. Show up 15 minutes early.
If you're early, you're late.
Yeah. So you've got a list of needs we needed. First one, although my condition does not have me confined to a hospital bed, I thought it would be comfortable for me on stage to perform from a hospital bed.
Yeah.
At first, Mike Polk said flat out, no, I'm not doing it. It's something I can't do. I said, well, you lost me, buddy. And if you lose me, you lose Dylan.
Yeah.
Right?
Well.
That's good.
Yeah, I mean.
It was a threat I made. I didn't know it would follow through.
Yeah.
So, find out, Mike Polk's got a connection down at the clinic.
Yeah.
Something to do with his Fox 8, did some charity work. He's got a connection. He says, hey, Dave, hooked it up, got a hospital bed for you. I was like, send me a picture. First of all, I want proof. Second of all, I want to take a look at this hospital bed. Lo and behold, it's a goddamn Hill Rom.
Can you believe this?
Like, what am I, at Cuyahoga Falls General?
Seriously.
Like, no. You get me a Stryker, or we're done here. He said it was tough. The Strykers are the ones they knew to use now. The Hill Roms were the old ones. That's how he was able to get it.
Yeah, we know.
I'm like, how many people have pooped in this hospital bed, Mike?
Yeah.
I want a fresh
bed. Decades of feces.
Yeah, so it's just gross. So that was the big one.
I had one. It was
Dylan had one, too. He's got some specific dietary
needs. Well, it was
a
charcuterie tray that I require.
Mm-hmm.
Every night, I eat extremely sharp cheddar cheese.
Berry.
And pears. Expensive pears from Japan.
Yeah, the Asian pears are delicious.
And
in Japan, they just call them pears. So that's why Dylan calls them pears. We would call them Japanese pears. They just call them pears, or whatever the Japanese word for pears is. Sorry. Continue.
I'm not sure. We never actually got to that line of the rider. Only the hospital bed was kind of ahead of that, so I'm not sure. I'm sure he would have...
I'm sure once he thought the Hill Rom would work, he started down that road.
Right, I'm sure.
And called up Heinen's.
I'm sure it was lined up and the charcuterie would have been available.
I mean, you're right by the greenhouse. I think they do some of that.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, there's plenty.
I even volunteered to come up and slice up some cheese.
Yeah, you're excellent at that. I believe I bought you a cheese slicer for Christmas.
You did.
Year.
You did. One of my favorite gifts.
So those were our logistical reasons we didn't perform.
No, there was another one. However.
Well, those were the logistical reasons.
Yeah.
And now we're talking about the reasons of the heart, reasons of the mind, reasons of fandom, mm-hmm. loyalty,
uh-huh.
pride,
mm-hmm.
determination,
yep.
stick-to-itiveness.
Yep. Winningness.
Yes, yeah, winningness, non-loseringness.
Yeah.
And that, my friends, first of all, we don't want to be the ones to do this, but
it's about time somebody did.
We got some podcast beefs.
Podcast beefs.
First of all, speaking to you, Mr. Mike Polk, directly to you, you don't even have a podcast, okay? So tell me, buddy, how far up the entertainment food chain can you be?
Yeah, take the L, buddy.
If you haven't even bothered to plunk down $15 of your own money on a Libsyn account with the cheapest plan, you don't even bother making a SoundCloud for your... You might even make a podcast. You just don't know how to upload it or something like that, you idiot. Well, guess what? We do have a podcast. Do we host it? No. A different site does. But guess who posts pretty much reliably every week? Us two. Did I miss a week? Yeah. But don't bring that up right now. Don't change the goddamn subject, Mike Polk Jr. of Cleveland, Ohio. Pretty sure like Ohio City-ish area, right?
Somewhere around there, yeah.
Yeah. Think about that for a minute, that you don't even have a goddamn podcast. Yeah. You did
that's basically an automatic W for us.
Yeah. One to nothing, one podcast versus none podcasts. Yes, you participated in an episode of ours. Yes, you've probably been on some others. I know you've been on this podcast with Mr. Craig a couple of times, but it's not yours, baby. And Polkcast rolls off the fucking tongue. Haven't even capitalized on that. I mean, there's so many possibilities you haven't even explored. You just don't even get it, baby. You don't even get that this podcast train is in no way content heavy right now. If there is one hot commodity...
This is the perfect time to get in.
If there is a hot commodity in this town where you're getting in early, buddy, where major news outlets aren't... Oh, they are, but just you could have gotten in. Yeah. Right now is the perfect time. The iron's hot. You didn't even bother.
Could have owned the space.
We feel sad for you, Mike Polk Jr. Cleveland.com and Fox 8 and your YouTube channel. YouTube? When's the last time you watched a YouTube video?
Earlier.
Yeah, we did a bunch of them. None of yours, though. Well,
you know what, Dave? On the same tip, this podcast beef.
Well, let's switch it up a notch, because this one was just not even have a podcast beef.
Yeah.
Get one and we'll beef with you, your podcast. Now let's take it to the next level. Then I see some promotional material.
Mm-hmm.
I see
for this show.
For this show from Mike Polk Jr., Cleveland, Ohio.
And who's on there, buddy? Our old friend.
First of all, before we mention our old friend, guess who wasn't listed on there?
Well,
us.
I mean, I wasn't going to bring that part up, but
you could have listed us and crossed it out. You could have listed us and said, due to an unfortunate incident,
or hospital
Dave and
bed,
Dylan
something.
From Friday Fumble can't be there, hospital bed.
We couldn't afford their presence, something like that,
you could,
along those lines.
I don't even need you to get specific, okay? But a little effort, cross our names out.
Yeah.
Nothing. But guess whose name is on there, Dylan?
Oh, I know.
Little guy named Reflog 18.
Uh-huh.
Better known as?
McNeil.
McNeil.
This guy.
You may have heard...
Our arch nemesis.
You may have heard a couple years ago, I went off on a bit of a rant about this loser parade.
Mm-hmm.
That this loser, McNeil...
You were hot.
I was hot. It went viral.
You were raging.
It went viral. It went viral again. That's back when YouTube was a viable...
Yeah. That was two virals in one video.
Yeah, yeah, and that was back when YouTube was an up-and-coming platform, Mike Polk Jr.,
mm-hmm.
Cleveland, Ohio, area code 216. But now, It's not anymore. No. But anyway, yeah, McNeil of the Loser Parade. Guess what, Mike Polk Jr.? You get me a hospital bed. You get Dylan some cured meats and sharp cheddar, maybe some Marcona almonds, and like a fig spread or a golden raisin spread. Guess what? We still might come. But I'll tell you, I'd give you, I bet you dollars to donuts. The first words out of my mouth are, that McNeil guy can fuck off. I hate that guy. He is a loser, and I won't be a part of this.
He just loves
Dylan
losing.
And I,
he just loves losing, Dave.
He loves to lose. He's like addicted to losing. Like Zach Jackson and Andre Knott, who we don't have a beef with.
Yeah,
they say
we'll get to that in a second.
They say we're addicted to 5 and 11. This guy's addicted to 0 and 16.
Yep.
He uses it to make his fame. Yep. Oh, look, it's the reflog guy. Reflog, reflog. What are you even flogging again?
Yeah, guess what, McNeil? We got an exclusive. We got a Browns Friday Fumble exclusive.
Guess
right
what
here.
We cracked earlier while watching YouTube?
We cracked the code, buddy. We cracked your little code.
R. E.
Yeah, keep going.
F.
Uh-huh.
L.
L, yeah. O.
O.
O, he comes in.
G.
Yeah. What does that spell but the other
Let's
way?
Let's put an equal sign. G.
Yeah.
O.
Uh-huh. L.
L.
Mm-hmm.
F.
E.
Hang on. Yeah, E. R.
Golfer.
Golfer.
18 holes.
You're just a bullshit golfer.
You guys got to be kidding me.
Hey, Phil Mickelson.
You didn't figure this out yet?
Hey, Tiger Bud. Hey.
You didn't figure this out yet, guys?
Sergio Garcinslas. Hey, buddy, you're just some golfer. Why don't you leave the football to the football guys?
To the football guys. What is this, Sashi Brown podcast?
Sashi Brown podcast. Guess what, McNeil? You've got a podcast.
Yeah.
You consider that podcast beefed.
Beefed.
We got beef, son. We got beef with your podcast. We got beef with your backwards golf. What do you start at the 18th hole and then go to the 17th hole? What is this, some sort of scramble now?
Yeah. What do you do if it's the back nine?
Yeah. What if you do it? It's the back nine and if you're at a very, would you start on the green and hit towards the tee and you got to get it up on the tee for your shot? You can't golf backwards. So you're beefed, McNeil. You're beefed, Mike Polk Jr. You got another thing coming. If you think you're going to, you know, we've said it before. Yeah. We were joking about it, but we were joking about it because of how true it is. We are made men in this
made men
town.
Made men.
I make a call.
We walk into Heinen's.
Let's play a little game.
Yeah,
Let's play a little game called Who Takes Your Call, okay?
Yeah.
Craig takes my call. Scott takes my call. Jake Burns calls me back, maybe texts.
Will Gibson DMs me.
Twitter DM. Chris Clem, your former friend Mike Polk, because guess what, he's on our side in this beef.
Yeah.
Chris Clem, we're on a group chat together.
Yeah, we talk every day.
Dylan and Chris have iPhones. I'll post something funny. And then me with my Android, I'll get a thing that said, Chris Clem laughed at that thing. That's a joke for you Android people who have iPhone friends. Guess what?
Consider yourself beefed.
You done been beefed. And just in case you don't get this little message, you guys, just in case, Mike Polk, you don't even know how to get a podcast because you're using your... you're using your Moto Razor and podcast technology hasn't been invented yet because that's how behind the times you are. Maybe McNeil can download it for you and play this for you. We're going to put this little clip that I'm about to record right now. Dylan's about to find a way with his iPhone, first of all, to say that he laughed at the last thing that I sent him, which was an awesome picture. And then he's going to post this clip on Twitter and we're going to tag you in it.
We're going to laugh.
Mike Polk Jr. of Cleveland, Ohio, McNeil, golfer 18, or does that be golfer 81? I don't know, but you guys done been beefed by the Friday Fumble. Come and get it, beefed style.
Now, I did want to list some other podcasts that we are not currently beefing with, because I think that's important.
Let's, okay, we've got our
kind of like a beef sandwich.
Yeah, we've got our, this is the non-beef bread. Right. So, or turkey, like it could be a white meat.
Yeah.
So, tofu, yeah, even. We've got our little clip. We're going to put it on Twitter. You know you've been beefed. You've been served with your beef papers, similar to Arby's. Mm-hmm. I would call Arby's roast beef beef paper because it is very thin. And you can spread it out and write in horsey sauce on it.
Now,
these are the podcasts we have no beefs with.
Right. Now, so although the first one, although I did get in a little bit of a tussle with Nat from producer of the Tomahawk Show this week, we are not currently beefing.
We are not currently beefing with them.
It was a it was friendly banter. That's all it, that's all that it was.
Yes. Also, not beefing with A to Z.
No.
As we mentioned earlier, I'd say I'm in a pretty good spot with Andre Knott, that if he's in the conversation with Zach Jackson and I post a funny enough gif, he will like it.
Yep. Yep.
So I'm saying we're in with them.
No beefs. No beefs. No, just likes and faves. And you know what? It's not tribe time anyway.
Right.
There's not a whole lot of controversy stuff.
And I've had
on there.
Breakfast and lunch at the Honeymoon Grill, and it's delicious. They're right about that.
Yeah.
I'm not driving down there all the time, but it's good.
We are. This is an important one. We are not beefing with Sarah Koenig and Serial Podcast.
No. I want to clarify this. Dylan told me I didn't need to. We are not beefing with Serial Podcast or Serial Company General Mills, who makes Serial C-E-R. I thought the listeners might be confused. Dylan assured me, trust your listeners, they won't be confused.
Right.
I eat Honey Nut Cheerios all the time.
Every day.
My daughter eats regular Cheerios 6 days a week, gets a Honey Nut Cheerio bonus on Sundays.
That's nice. That's a good Sunday.
They're delicious. She loves them.
It's a Sunday deal.
And last but not least, no beefs with Jordan Jesse Go, hosted by Jesse Thorne and Jordan Morris. It's just excellent stuff there out of the West Coast. Now it is time once again to
know your foe.
The Denver Broncos.
Yes. You know, there was a time in Cleveland's rich history of footballing where the Denver Broncos would bring about feelings of hatred.
And that time
and despair
is the present. I still, to this day,
hate
the Denver Broncos, everything they stand for, and their general manager, that horse-faced asshole, John Elway.
Mm-hmm.
We do not have beef with John Elway, however. He is just an asshole.
Just a dude.
Not worthy of beef.
Let's get into the roster, Dave.
Let's look at the roster, starting with the offense.
Well, first we have the title character of the Broadway hit Hamilton, Deshaun Hamilton.
Great, 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 great show. Loved by a lot of people that
Very
I am Facebook friends with. My Facebook friends are in love with it.
A lot of Playhouse Square pictures from that month.
A lot of it. A lot of it. Former TV pitchman, Billy Turner.
MMA fighter, Connor McGovern.
German manufacturing instruction, Jared Veldheer.
Star of Lord of the Rings trilogy, Elijah Wilkinson.
Famous suspense novelist, and keep this category in mind for later, Matt LaCasse.
Encyclopedia Brown will crack this case kingdom, Dave. You can rest assured.
Do you ever skip to the end on those?
Always.
Always.
Yeah.
I never got them, because there's always some obscure bullshit.
Yeah.
But it's
some
like
trivia,
hey,
some Brent Callaway trivia.
Yeah. If you need a great deal on a Kia, come and see Andy Janovic down at Andy Janovic Kia.
Main character of Grand Theft Auto 4, Nico Fala.
At wide receiver, stuttering boat, River Crookcraft.
Backup quarterback, former NFL quarterback, and wrestling hero, Hacksaw Kevin Hogan.
I am a real American. On the defense, you remember it, famous suspense author Derek Wolfe.
From a plaza near you, Donato's Petco.
Kimbra collaborator, Adam Gauthier.
You didn't have to shut me out. Lesser of the Chubb cousins, Bradley Chubb.
Popular moving vehicle, Van Miller.
Popular Lowe's power tool brand, Bradley Ryobi.
Star of Whiplash, Justin J.K. Simmons.
Golden State Warriors coach, Zach Kerr.
Blew a 3-1 lead. Jason, who ate these Reese's Pieces? Isaac, I ate them. Please look at the guy's name.
Cattle driving man and outlaw Josie Jewell.
Popular salad topping, Sua Craisins.
On special teams, Dave, we've got Brandon McManus.
Colby Wadman.
And Casey Kreider. The three most special teamsiest names ever recorded.
Dylan, do you hear a little bit of music playing right now?
Oh, I hear the call of my people.
I hear it too.
Mm.
And what that means is it is time for the Baker Mayfield's Baker's Dozen Top 6.
Top 6.
Now, we are many weeks into the season, but we got to explain it again.
We still need an explanation here.
I've tried to tell people it's about tough. It. They say they don't get it, and it's time tough. To explain it again. Baker is Baker Mayfield's first name because he's from Texas. Baker is also a profession. It is a man or woman who bakes things. They typically would own a bakery.
Cookies,
they bake cakes,
muffins,
cookies, donuts,
cupcakes.
Now, you're typically not buying 12 cakes,
no.
Which is a dozen.
Right.
We shortened the word 12 to a dozen. No one knows why. 12 is easier to say than a dozen.
Who knows?
Who knows?
I'm not going to Google it.
But if you said to a baker, I want 12 donuts, they would give you 12 donuts. You tell a baker, I want a dozen. You tell a hardware store guy, I need a dozen.
Hammers.
Hammers, bolts, no, nails, hammers. Just hammers.
Hammers.
He's going to give you 12.
Right.
He is not a baker. A baker is going to say, you know what? I believe in the laws of economy, supply and demand, and good customer service. You want 12 of these? I think I'm making enough profit on these 12. I'll throw in a 13th.
A bonus donut.
And so that is where we get the term baker's dozen, and that translates to the top 6 items in the list because Baker Mayfield's number is 6. So, a lot of Twitter controversy this week.
Oh, man, just the hashtag is going wild about
hashtag
this.
Hashtag going wild.
There's a
lot of
polls. I've seen a couple polls.
Now, I criticized some Browns accounts for spending too much time on 98-follower Philly fans, declaring that Carson Wentz took the Eagles to the Super Bowl, although he did not participate in said playoff run or Super Bowl.
Right.
And therefore, Carson Wentz is better than Baker Mayfield.
Right.
And
wasted a lot of time on those threads.
A lot of my timeline filled up. Didn't mute it. Just asked him to politely stop. He did. Anyway, this is, if you're forced, gun to your head, you got to start a franchise with a quarterback that is not Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
Okay? Who are you going to pick? So we have, keep in mind, this is from Baker Mayfield himself.
This list is from Baker. Okay? He sent this to us. Because he thought it was hilarious.
He sent it to us on Snapchat, but he has since deleted his Snapchat. But we were able to screenshot these things. Mm-hmm. He knew about it. It tells you when you do that.
Yeah.
So, but we got him so we could remember him. So, anyway, number 6, Joe Montana. Great quarterback, San Francisco, and then for the Chiefs. Had a Sega game. Mm-hmm. You know what? For that matter, Joe Montana. I mean, star of so many CBS shows. Either of those either of those guys would be good.
That'll carry a franchise.
Mm-hmm.
Number 5, Lance Harbor and Jonathan Moxon.
The and is the key word there.
Yeah, you got to have the duo.
Lance Harbor, even before the major injury, he had a lot of scar tissue in that knee. He should have never been playing.
No,
according to a medical expert. We all know that Coach Kilmer said that he never said anything about it to him,
yeah.
But we all know he got that injection that made his knee fine.
Well, yeah, until we all didn't. Saw it.
We all saw it.
Well, and also...
Jonathan Moxon saw it.
Well, Moxon had the heart.
Right, and that's why we need both. That's and the also, only reason we're going to do it. And then...
These are Texas boys.
These are Texas boys. I'll take some Texas boys. And when Jonathan Moxon goes in there at QB,
mm-hmm.
guess who's calling the plays?
The Foo Fighters.
Exactly. Number four. From the old Fighting Irish. Rudy. You tell me a guy who was undersized? Fought through it, walked on. Guess
perfect.
What? Rudy.
This is a perfect allegory.
I got three words for you, Dylan.
Yeah.
Rudy. Rudy. Rudy.
Now, I'm not an Irish fan, admittedly. I'm a beech nut
through
beech nut and through.
Beech nut through and through. Yeah. You all know we bleed red and dark white. You know we love it when they get the coupons on their helmet. We love all of that. But there's Rudy's, something to be respected about Rudy and that gold helmet.
You can build a franchise on a Rudy.
Yeah, because of the heart. Again, we go back to the Jonathan Moxon.
Rudy went on
and that's why I included,
to the Lord of the Rings.
And that's why I included Joe Mantegna. He adds heart to every CBS procedural he's on.
Yes, he does.
So it's all about heart.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see going down this list, it's all about the heart. Yeah.
Who did Rudy become? The best friend of Frodo.
Of Frodo. Who now plays for the Broncos we saw earlier. It all ties together, everybody. Number three.
Cleveland favorite. I mean, this is, of course, this was going to come up. Josh Cribbs, playmaker.
Joshua Cribbs. You can run it out of the wildcap with him. He's got the cool dreads. I bet he's still in game shape. And, you know, we had Joe Montana. I'm saying present day Josh
yeah.
Cribbs is
yeah.
what
Baker Oh, yeah, Mayfield. No, Josh Cribbs
Baker
right
Mayfield
now.
Baker Mayfield sees Josh Cribbs every day.
Yeah.
There was a thing on the Browns Instagram account.
Yep.
Josh Cribbs throwing some passes to some receivers, and guess what? He's still got the arm strength.
Still got the arm.
He's still
got
the elusive legs, and he can still return punts. So yep. you're going to have your starting quarterback returning punts, dual purpose. Maybe you fill that roster spot with somebody else.
Number two. Now, this was interesting. This was an interesting one.
Baker left it vague and kind of left it up for Dylan and I to
hash
argue
it
about.
Yeah.
He said, religious deity of your choice.
Yeah.
I'm going to level with you guys. I picked capital G, God.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, bold move. And since Dave picked God, I was kind of forced my hand and you know, out of the options left.
Well,
he tried to pick Allah,
and I said, guess what? Same dude. Already got him. Already drafted him. Number one.
I went with the Buddha.
He's got the size.
Yeah.
Like, he's not easy to bring down. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
But where God is infinite and can, I mean, literally create a ball wherever he wants,
yeah.
I'm just worried about Buddha's mind in this.
Yeah.
He's always going for the throws down the middle. He's never taken a deep shot. He's never thrown the screen pass. He likes the mid-range passes.
Yeah.
He's always going the middle way. And
well, balance. Yeah, he likes to balance.
Yeah, but those out routes are important.
You know, I was thinking Aaron Rodgers, you know.
That's, I understand. He does like a good run-pass balance. He likes that all to work out.
Yeah. I just think, you know, I just didn't have a shot here.
I understand. I mean, especially when you combine God and Allah as the same person.
Yeah.
I mean, then you've got the arm strength. You've got the field vision. I mean... I'm going to say this, between the two of them, or three of them, if you want to go Holy Trinity, they can then make all the throws. And that's what's important in a quarterback, to make all the throws.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about number one, Dave.
Now, number one, and this is from Baker Mayfield himself. Number one, Josh Allen. Okay, guys, I said earlier, gun to my head. At this point, pull the fucking trigger, man. I ain't doing it. Baker Mayfield.
Put him down. You got to put him down. He can't say it. He cannot say Josh Allen.
pull that fucking trigger, man. Gun to my head.
Baker Mayfield.
I'm, pull the trigger. He's I'm done. Going Baker Mayfield.
He's gone.
All right, everybody. It's time.
We have reached the conclusion.
We need to make some predictions for this Mile High thriller.
Mm-hmm. On a Saturday, for God's sake.
Saturday night football. Usually you're used to watching the Beach Nuts.
Beach Nut territory. So we're used to rooting for a winning franchise, I will say that.
We're all a little bit upset with the committee. The goddamn committee who put Georgia and a Rudy-less Notre Dame into that playoff. We know the Beach Nuts should be there. We're going to have to settle for the Rose Bowl. Hey, it's a classic game.
It is classic.
You know, anyway, this is about Saturday night NFL football brought to you by NFL Network. Saturday night, high altitude, Browns coming off a W, Denver coming off of a loss to the 49ers.
Yeah.
What do you think, Dylan?
Well, I think clear advantage to the Browns. Clear advantage to the Browns.
Yeah.
You know, anywhere they walk these days, it's just, might as well roll out the red carpet.
Mm-hmm.
Now, however, the problem is going to be Denver has this guy, Case Keenum.
Yeah, who's going to be our Encyclopedia Brown is the question.
This kid is a sharpshooter.
Mm-hmm.
He finds him and he delivers him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if we find a way to get over that hump, I think we can bring home a W. All the way from Rocky
That's
Mountain Way.
A couple of time zones away. You're going to need to check that W.
Because you got to remember.
In the luggage compartment of that plane.
This is 6 p.m. in Denver.
Ooh-wee.
This is 6 p.m. in Denver.
That is a different time than the Browns are used to playing. That is true.
And I'll tell you this much. It's going to be too close to call.
All right. Well, I'm going to take a page out of your book because last week, although none of you seem to notice, we didn't do an episode. But had we done an episode, mm-hmm. I believe you would have predicted that the Browns would have beaten the Panthers by a score of 26-17.
Indeed.
That was within 3 points of the final score.
Well, I beat the spread. What did I do? Was I inside the spread? Was I the spread?
You were.
Did
the
spread?
You spread the spread. Okay. It was on the charcuterie board.
Right.
Anyway, so I'm going to have to go with an old Dylan classic. I say Browns beat the Broncos 26-17.
Woo. Woo.
So there it is.
An old fashioned Elway versus Kosar showdown. Keenum Mayfield.
It's the one you've been waiting to see, guys.
Yeah.
One you've been waiting to see. All right. Thank you for listening, folks. Sorry about the lack of episode that last week.
I'm not sorry.
I'm not sorry either. I was in a lot of pain. My name is Dave. You can follow me on Twitter at Demoko, DIMOKO.
I'm Dylan. You can follow me at Dylan B. Price.
If you want to go and search Twitter for at Mike Polk Jr. and at reflog_18 and hit the old unfollow button if you remain loyal to us in this podcast beef.
Hashtag podcast beef 2018 Cleveland Sports Podcasts.
We're going to work on a better hashtag. Check at Friday Fumble for that. Once again, thank you for listening. My name is Dave.
And I'm Dylan.
And this has been your Browns Friday Fumble.
Don't you know that you're a grown-up? I'm a grown-up.
Me too.
Yep, me too. But you know, these days, being a grown-up can really suck.
Luckily, we're grown-ups who grew up in the coolest generation.
We had video arcades.
And also some of the best TV and movies ever made.
We lived the origin of awesome consumer electronics. The list goes on and on.
Yep, Generation X.
Exactly.
And we're Gen X Grown-Up.
Every week, the Gen X Grown-Up podcast explores media, tech, toys, games, and more from both yesterday and today.
Through the eyes of Generation Xers who absolutely love that stuff. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Or find us on our website, GenXGrownUp.com. Life sucks as a grown-up. All right, you think that was good enough?
I hope so, man. I'm tired.
Who listens to a promo on a podcast and then goes and listens to a different podcast?
Right.
I've never done it.
No. Right.